Parker.
His nose stung with the smell of gun smoke and sagebrush. Chet Burns rose up to look over the upset buckboard bed, and with his Colt 45 blazed away at the distant shooters. Behind him, Cole Emerson was crawling back uphill, attempting to keep low in the sagebrush and bunch grass, after recovering the rifle thrown from their buckboard wreck while they tried to outrun the would-be shooters. A few infrequent wild shots from the attackers kicked up dust around Chet, and one struck the wood of the bed. They were too far away to do much damage with handguns. Belly down on top of the rise east of them were the three masked men who, on horseback, had charged the two of them on the buckboard traveling west. Midday, the glaring sun bore down hot. Their racing buckboard must have struck something, upset and threw both men and the bed off the frame. Their team of horses lost no time heading west with the empty trucks hitting the high spots. Cole took a seat on the ground behind the upright bed and levered a cartridge in the rifle's chamber. Chet finished reloading cartridges in his own Colt.
This gun appears to be all right. Where are they at?
There's tall stalks standing up there. One of them's on your right side of that stem and belly down. Aim low.
Cole nodded and gained his feet to standing behind the upset wagon bed. He laid the rifle barrel on the wood side and took aim. Another stick figure rose with a smoking revolver. Cole took aim, and his second shot struck the shooter and sent him down. He ducked to reload with a smile at Chet.
You see number three?
No, not yet. Bet he won't expose himself now we have the rifle. My dad always said, don't send a boy when you needed a man. Good shooting.
He may have fled.
Chet listened and could hear a horse running off, no doubt with the last attacker aboard.
Sounds like the very thing.
I'll go try to catch our horses.
Meanwhile, I'll go see if they can talk and tell us anything.
Watch them. Wounded snakes can bite.
Oh yes, I know all about that. Wonder why they tried to rob us.
Damned if I know, Chet. We must have looked rich.
Maybe we both should go up there and check on them. I bet their saddle horses are up there. That team ran off maybe as far away as Centerpoint waiting for us by now.
How much of these so-called robberies are we going to have when we're up and running the stage line we're trying to get ready?
This whole road's isolated, and I guess the criminal element holding up here has no one to stop them until we take a hand in doing that.
And your brother-in-law at the Windmill Ranch covers part of this route driving contract cattle every month to the Navajos for us. Does he have much trouble?
I bet Sarge just handles them if they're dumb enough to try him.